Okay, so we are now recording. All right. Did you have anything, Steve, or do you, I can start off with the news.
I mean, I'm hoping, and it looks like it's going to work out, that we're going to present something at Porkfest together with Daniel Miller from Texas.
Oh, that's good.
I spoke to him last night, and we're supposedly working on a few things, and hopefully have more to report on soon.
Awesome. Yeah, keep following up on that. Let us know.
Yeah, it's looking decent at the moment, so...
All right, so we were just talking about here before we started recording. National Divorce and Secession Panel at Liberty Forum was finally posted to, I think it was actually both Freekeen and NHExit.us. So that's basically the big news this week as far as what's going on. This year's sold-out Liberty Forum featured an excellent, well-attended panel on New Hampshire secession featuring... Alu Axelman of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, Stephen Axelman of Yes California, and Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationalist Movement. It was moderated by Carl Garrick of the Free State Project. It was an entertaining and enlightening panel featuring plenty of questions from the audience. Don't miss it. So again, that's nhexit.us if you haven't seen it already. I actually haven't had a chance to watch it. Haven't had a chance to watch it myself either, but
oh, that, okay.
Yeah, this is. I think this happened like I don't know, quite a few months ago at this point.
Yeah, like February, I think.
Yeah, it was. I'm presuming at the last Liberty Forum, but it's certainly good that we're getting getting news out there, getting stuff out there, and keeping up the, you know, the momentum, so to speak.
What was good is there were a lot of people lined up to ask questions. Most of them got to ask their questions. Probably could have used a little more time for a give and take. But we'll see what happens, maybe at Porkfest.
Yeah, that is definitely the other one coming up. We had a panel, was it last year?
Or was yep.
It? Yeah, last year. And I was trying to think if it was last year or if it was the one I'm thinking of was prior to that. But because the thing is, New Hampshire, you know, the whole NH exit. Well, is NH exit new? The independence, New Hampshire independence, certainly we've sort of been working on for years now. And this is just happens to be the first year that we've actually had any, you know, we've actually made any real progress on it. So, but yeah, hopefully we can do another event at Porkfest again this year. And I think what was it? There was who was it? Somebody from Texas coming, maybe?
Yeah, Daniel Miller should be here from Texas Nationalist Movement. Hopefully, come again.
Is I think there was a panel. Like, was I don't know what happened exactly last year? Was it like a panel? Who was there last year?
It was Daniel, myself, Marcus Ruiz Evans was on Zoom from California.
Okay.
And I believe Alu from New Hampshire and Carla, I believe.
Okay, that was a good panel. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I saw. I probably did see it, part of it. I just don't remember if I saw the whole thing, but I remember Carla being on a panel at some point. So,
yeah, that's up on the site AmericansUPS.com, which is Americans United for Peaceful Separation, which hopefully is going to be a clearinghouse for all the movements. But yeah, it was good because I remember, was it Liberty Forum? Yeah, I think it was Liberty Forum, where we had some really long talks after the panel with people. And I kind of liked it because it was the people who had really good reasons why we were off the wall. And we had some really good discussions, which was kind of what these meetings were the purpose for. That people don't come to express their reasoned out, you know, objections.
Yeah, and that's probably a good place to go for, you know, people with objections. And you know, you always sound off the wall when you first start talking about it. But look, we've already gone from no reps being willing to support independence to 13 reps voting for it. So, or at least letting people vote on it, which is massive. We've made more progress in 1 year than the history of the independence movement in New Hampshire. So over the past, you know, I don't know, decade or whatever it's been. So.
Now, I'm a big fan of people arguing with us. That means they're engaging.
Yeah, and there has been a lot of that. If you look at, there's been a ton of posts or letters to the editor, about both pro and anti independence. So, hey, it looks like we got Ian on finally.
There we go.
Hey guys, things are busy around the house today. Sorry.
Yeah, we kind of figured we delayed our starting of it for 15 minutes, but we figured we'd start off going on it, and we hopefully we were like, well, hopefully somebody else joins with more to talk about. But we talked a little bit so far about the panel, that video that was posted on Freekeen and nhexit.us at Liberty Forum, so or of Liberty of the Liberty Forum Independence panel.
Yeah, it was a good panel. I saw it live.
Yeah, I was not so fortunate, but we also were talking about the one at Pork Fest and the next this coming Pork Fest, the panel that's being planned. So,
Cool. Do we have anybody new on the call?
I don't know who this other person is that supposedly they haven't said anything.
All right. Well, the guy from the New Hampshire Independence PAC said that he would be able to make one of these meetings. I don't remember if he was specific as to which one he'll be able to make, but he should be dropping in on us at some point.
Okay. Well, this wasn't too bad. We got four people on, or three or four people on, for the rotating one that we're doing now. So, this is the first rotating one, I believe, that we've done.
That's correct, yep. I'm afraid I don't really have much to report this week, so I'm not going to be able to add very much in.
Yeah, I mean, we do this every week, so it's like,
Yeah.
how
I
much?
know the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence did meet their goal of $51,000, so they are moving ahead with the poll.
Okay, good, good. I the last I heard about on that was that we thought we were there, but we didn't yet have confirmation, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen the 100% confirmation, but I mean, it seems like it's going to be a done deal.
Yeah, I know the deposit went out, so
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
that's wonderful, so
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's another $600 or 400 or whatever it is, I mean, I'm sure we can solve that. That's not that big of a deal.
no biggie.
yep. Hopefully that's all going to be ready and done by Pork Fest, which will give something to discuss.
I think they were talking about a couple of weeks, isn't it what that was said last at the last meeting?
Yeah, that's the hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great because Pork Fest likes it.
Well, it would be excellent if we had news in that short of a time period. I actually wonder if that's almost too short of a time period, but I don't know.
If it's internet, I don't know that it takes that long to tabulate and fool around with. That may be the deal.
Yeah, as long as they figure out what the questions are, and then they just got to put it together and.
Yep.
I'm still not sure I fully understand how this polling, if it's even going to be done on the internet, is going to be different than the other polling that's been done by like a newspaper. But
If they're a professional polling firm, they'll probably have a set of potential respondents that they've already sort of pre-screened. So it's not like randos just visiting a website. They would reach out to their professional kind of like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't mean professionalism they get paid, but they're pre-selected.
I got you.
I'm just guessing. I don't know this exact company. I know there are companies that do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it really matters that much, right? Like, if it's going to be useful, it's going to be useful. But yeah, I'm just still like, I like people are like always like, well, that's not a legitimate poll or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like,
you know, that happens no matter who does any poll. That happens if when the PAC does it or Rasmussen does it.
Right, right. I mean, you're going to have objections. You're going to have objections no matter what anyway. So what difference does it make?
You know, I think it may have been Ian who had said it. You know, it gives you a baseline, if nothing else. And it definitely gets people to talk about it. So, yes, everybody's going to spin it in any way they want to spin it.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets people talking, I mean, that's the value in it, I think. So.
Now, if it comes out that 90% are pro-secession, then it's really great. Then you have a real lot to talk about. So, and if it doesn't come out that way, then you know that, you know, you got a lot of work to do.
Looks like we have somebody else trying to come on. We've had a couple people who seem to have be having problems today for some reason. Or I don't know, something. They've come and gone.
Oh, yeah, in and out there. Hmm.
You guys having a meeting from yesterday?
Well, they were on time. I just didn't show up.
Well, what? No, I mean, like, usually it's Sunday.
Yeah, we're moving the meetings. Bonnie's asking me about why the meeting is today. We've moved the meetings to every 8 days. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be Monday this week. Yeah, so other people can show up if they're working on Sundays. Hello. Welcome. Hello?
You're muted, whoever you are that just joined.
Well, he's unmuted now, but he's not hearing him.
It might be your system volume is off, or mic is off on the system as opposed to within Jitsi or something like that.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hey, we hear you.
Welcome.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm Chris, by the way.
Oh, hi, Chris. I'm Gob, I suppose.
And where are you coming from?
The UK.
Oh wow.
That's a long ways off.
Good evening.
What brings you here?
Just curiosity, I suppose. You just posted the link in the Matrix chat. That was me who was asking for it.
Ah, okay. Well, welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just curious. I support Nexit, I don't know about, like, every aspect of I don't know if I fully support a stateless society, but I think Nexit is a no-brainer.
Well, we've actually been looking for people who are, you know, maybe critical of the idea of NIH exit, and to get them on, and, you know, like, what are your objections? So, I'm not sure if we were looking for people from outside the United States, but I don't know if it really matters that much.
Well, he said he's in favor of it. How's what's your opinion? What was your opinion of Brexit when that all went down?
I supported it when it happened, but I'm not sure now. I mean, one big way that it limits freedom is that we can't travel around without a visa now. That's quite a big deal. I also kind of had the perception that the EU was much worse than the UK government, and now I don't really feel that way. So, the EU having more power than the UK doesn't really bother me, but I supported it. It did feel like a very anti-establishment thing to do, but it's as someone put it really well to me once, we weren't taking power away from the EU and giving it back to us. We were more like taking power away from the EU and giving it to the Conservative Party, who pretty much have one party rule and have done for a long time. I kind of like the idea in principle, but in practice it's not doing much for us yet because
unfortunately secession it doesn't always mean smaller government. You know, like the Californians, for instance, would likely make a much larger government.
Secession doesn't necessarily mean you get what you want. It just means that you're no longer part of some other, you know, government that might be doing other stuff that you don't also want. So,
what secession gets you is you're closer to the people not giving you what you want.
Spot on. Right.
Your tyranny is closer to home.
Right, which gives you a better chance, that's all.
Welcome, Matt. Who do we, which Matt do we have?
Hey, Matt, you're on mute right now, so you're going to have to unmute yourself. There's a little icon in Jitsi there. It's a picture of an icon, and if you click it, you'll unmute yourself.
Good evening, guys. Can anyone hear? Are we...
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know who's talking, but...
Oh, God. Okay, cool. So I don't know if my image is sharp, but I've missed the past few of these around, but now that we're on the rotating schedule, or can. My name's Matt. I'm the chairman of the PAC, which we made just a few weeks ago. So I'm jumping in on these calls. It's part of my...
Welcome. We were hoping you'd be on.
Yep, I was just in the middle of my nap. I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get on this call. So I don't know if there was a minutes or an order, but if I don't know if anyone wants me to do a bigger introduction or we can just to press on with what was going on. I appreciate everyone's patience.
So, this is pretty, like, disorderly, kind of, I guess, or no real organization here. So if you want to just, you know, what's the status? What's the status with the PAC?
Yeah, so we got a mailbox today. We got a phone number so people can leave us angry voicemails and, you know, letters if they so choose. So now we have social media. We have social media. We have an email. We have a regular mail. And really good. So what's next up is setting up an account for it, and basically, you know, by setting an account, a bank account, and probably some AIM dots, make it so that way people can donate. I also want to set up a crypto wallet for it because New Hampshire is one of the three places on Earth where you can live. And I think it would be really good for us to be on brand with that by having crypto. My biggest thing is just we have to be able to, you know, download and track donations, right? If someone donates over $200, I got to report who did it. So, and that's $200 after four donations. So once someone has donated over $200, we have to actually report that somebody has donated that much. So that's also very new for me, to just learning all the different laws. I want to make sure everything is done legally in accordance with all law. I'm not really interested in trying to cook any books or just get away with anything. So I've spent right now, you know, we don't have a bank account, so I've spent of my own money, you know, $50 to register the PAC with the state. You know, we have that ready to go, and then, you know, the $300 today just to get ready for the mailbox, you know, to get the PO box set up. So I'm keeping track of the receipts. I feel like I'm.
Did you say there was a website already?
We have social media. Yeah. And the primary, our home, is going to be on Gab. And any censorship whatsoever.
We're getting some
back on Twitter, so I expect it made on Twitter. Huh?
We're losing a lot of your packets. Are you on like a cell phone network? Or are you at home on a Wi-Fi or tied into a...
Yeah, I'm at home on a Wi-Fi. Like, this, should I... Maybe if I just cut off...
Are other people having trouble hearing him? It's not just me, right?
Yeah, we're all having trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is this better? I just cut off my screen. Are we in a better... Is this better?
That'll probably make a difference.
Might be.
It might be too early to tell, but I heard your whole question that time, so that's probably a good sign.
Keep talking.
Got it. Well, I've had terrible internet service in my place where I live now, but in my new, I'm moving this Friday, so and just to a new town, just one town over, so I've already got internet scheduled for there. It's gonna be better than what I have here. I'm in a 6-month winter rental. I moved to New Hampshire from the New York's Capital District back in November of last year, and it's just been a great time since.
Can you give us the website if you said you have a website set up for it?
Yeah, so the digital home is gab.com/Nick. We also have social media profiles with Twitter, Getter, and Parler. And Odyssey as well. No posts, no pictures, just that.
Unfortunately, you cut out a little bit. You're a lot better than you were. Oh, there it is. Okay, you just put it in the chat. gab.com/NHIPAC. Okay.
That's correct. Yeah, NIPAC. Yep. And we also have somebody working on, someone's already designed a little logo for the pack. We just got to get it, like, trademarked. And we also have to create, like, a letter mark as well for the actual, you know, acronym itself.
Can you talk about the vision for the pack? Why did you form it? What do you have in mind? Where you're going with it?
Yeah, so there... I just want to get on the call again. Okay. So we had the vote last spring, or last month, I should say. So in the middle of spring. And we had 13 affirmatives for not tabling the vote. And we suspect I and others in the Liberty community suspect might have been as many as 80 representatives, you know, moderate under their breath in agreement, but perhaps not ready to commit that today. Inspiration behind the PAC, the Political Action Committee, is to provide basically a focal point for to provide positive peer pressure and encouragement to support candidates who are interested in independence. Everyone got that?
I'm just going to repeat the address of the website. So it's gab.com/NHIPAC.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Oh, we have everyone here who's listening to the audio afterward.
Yeah, and then we have links on that page to all of our other social media. We haven't posted anything. There's no pictures up yet. It's just like we're still in a, it's still early, you know. But we're making progress slowly.
And when you say we, who's involved besides you? Is there a board of directors? You said it sounded like you had a volunteer or two.
No, it's just me, but when I say but it's a committee, so there's more people on the committee than just one, so right now it's just me.
So if I understand that correctly, you're saying right now there's just one person on the committee, and you're looking for more people to get to be on the committee, or...
I'm still building. I'm still building. I guess that'll be in the future. But yes, I'm still building. I mean, as far as everything set up, we'll see how many positions need to be filled, what duties need to be delegated, sort of thing.
Gotcha.
Am I correct that the PAC is not tax deductible?
I'll have to look into that. I'll have to look at, double check on that.
All right, well, that's great. Sounds like some good progress. When you're ready to have us start sharing things and you know, if you feel like it's in a place where you're ready to make it more public, I think some of us
can. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Now, there was some state thing, too, that was happening, right? Was does anybody know if there's any progress on that? At the state house with the reps?
I've reached out to the 13 reps that had originally voted affirmative, and I've gotten no one's responded just yet. So that's why I'm just building. Like, they might not be, like, this might not be enough just yet.
Okay. So, well, the pack
yes,
is.
Yes, I have reached out.
The pack is a good start, too, so.
Thank you.
Welcome to you. Do you want to introduce yourself? Not obligated to, but we'd just like to know who's here. Get your story.
Yeah, we can't hear you if you're trying to talk. You need to click on the little mute or the little microphone icon in Jitsi to unmute yourself. And I do just want to repeat that this is being recorded for anybody who's participating.
Copy. So I'm curious, what were you guys chatting about before I jumped in?
So we started this meeting off about talking about the recent news with NH Exit. The panel that was held at Liberty Forum was the video for it was recently posted to nhexit.us and the freekeen.com, I believe, as well. And we're also talking a little bit about the Porkfest panel as well, both last year and what's happening with the one coming up. So there's basically hopefully going to be a panel. Somebody's coming from Texas, I believe. I think it was Dan Hines.
Daniel Miller.
I'm sorry, Daniel Miller for, I guess part of the Texas exit.
He's president of Texas, yeah.
Yep, and California, we got somebody from California might be coming too, or at least they were last year. And then last year was, who else was, Carla, I believe, was there last year. And Alu, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. This year, tickets.
I could not understand a word of what was just said after Penguin stopped talking.
I feel like I should expect to see myself being on that panel this Porkfest. I did buy tickets.
Oh, that would probably be good.
I mean, it would be, you know, we're kind of more congruent, so yeah.
Who's actually organizing the panel?
This is Porkfest. Who organizes anything?
Good, true.
I'm going to talk hopefully to Dennis Pratt. I sent him an email yesterday, but I'll hopefully talk to him. Hopefully between me and Alu, we'll make sure something happens.
Where was the panel done last year? Was it in the big?
Yeah, we had the pavilion.
The pavilion, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of seats. So.
Yeah, I wish more people would have come, but it was like half, I think.
Yeah, I don't even know if I don't know if I watched it after or if I only saw part of it. I knew Carla. I remember Carla now was there, but I don't know if I actually. We may not have gotten the word around. We probably should have somebody go around and, like, you know, let other people know just before it starts to come down if we want to see more attendance. I think that probably helps when it comes to these events because people just aren't paying attention to the schedule. So.
It could be. Hold on. Looking for a link to it.
Half. If you have that room half filled, though, that's still a pretty big crowd.
Yeah. Work fast. Okay, now my problem always is how to find the chat. Somebody want to tell me where the chat is?
It's, oh, here
it
is. Yeah, okay. It's
got it.
Yeah, I say it's the fourth one over, I think, on the bottom.
Sorry. All right, that's a link to the video of it, if you never watched it.
I was there. The Liberty Forum was great.
Yeah, Daniel is he's a real character. I really enjoyed watching him.
Yeah, for anybody who's just listening, it's the website is American with an S UPS.com. / porkfest-2021. So it sounds like we're going to be doing the next meeting on Tuesday at 5:30?
Yes. Rotating schedule.
Next Tuesday, just to be clear, not tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 17th, 5:30.
Sounds good to me.
All right. We want to wrap this one up, guys?
Yeah, sounds like a plan. All right, we'll see everybody. Unless somebody else has something to say.
Well, I was just curious. So I'm already kind of familiar with Ian. I've already reached out to Ian on Twitter. I'm just curious as to you two gentlemen about a little bit about yourselves.
Do you mean me and the other person here?
Yeah,
no, I mean, I'm just, I guess I'm a listener to Free Talk Live. I'm from the UK.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so now New Hampshire, and then I take it Mr. Penguin, you are here in New Hampshire with us as well, then.
Yeah, I'm in Keene, New Hampshire, and, you know. Just going along with New Hampshire Independence, helping with that stuff.
Got it. Okay. Are you involved with the Shire Society or Free Keen at all? Or?
Yeah, I'm a blogger on Free Keen and Shire Society, I guess. What is Shire Society? It's like, I don't even know how to explain that. I'll let somebody else do that.
No, that's fine. Just curious, because, you know, just right now just a collection of people, so. All right, cool. Awesome.
Forum, I believe, as Mr. Penguin. Or Penguin.
Got it.
All right, well, everybody have a good day, I guess, unless you get somebody else has something to say.
Yeah, cheers.
Nice chatting with you guys. See you next time.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.